Much like Team USA looks to do in the Winter Olympics, Tom's going to tell you how he can help you stick the landing of your retirement. Plus, coming up later on, we'll get into how to cover some of the biggest tax law changes for 2026, and later, how to plan for an earlier than expected retirement. We'll get to that and much, much more, but first things first, we do say hello to the man of the hour, the star of the show, and my buddy Tom Fortino. Tom, it's great to be with you as always. How are you today?
It's great to be here, Kevin. Great to be here. I'm ready to go.
Well, obviously, over the next few weeks, a lot of folks will be focused on Italy. And Team USA, coming into this Olympics, Tom, has one of their strongest figure skating teams in recent memory. They've got a gold medal favorite in men's, three medal contenders in women's, and a world-class ice dancing team as well. Now, when it comes to the figure skating side of things, you can have a great routine, but if you don't stick the landing, it doesn't really matter. Tying that into what you do for folks, though, here in the Chicago area, important to stick the landing when it comes to the home stretch of our working careers as well, isn't it?
You know, it's a good analogy because when you think about it, you're watching one of these events and you see where they're getting ready to stick that landing, they're coming up the finish line. There's this anticipation and this anxiety, and maybe there's some similarity when we talk about retirement. But the biggest thing, and there's a number of things we talk about sticking the landing, Kevin, it's you know, most of us spend decades living, I would say, on a rhythm, right? Every 2 weeks, the paychecks hit, the bills get paid, life moves on. But there's that moment that we don't talk about sometimes. What actually happens when the paychecks stop? And so this can be pretty abrupt. And so this is the biggest part of that. We can talk about other aspects. But the bottom line is you lose your built-in safety net, right? Mm-hmm. It's this sudden shift from automatic, predictable cash flow to self-managed, what I maybe would some would even say vulnerable cash flow. So we have to just be aware of some of the risks that we're exposed to. So we talk about, you know, look, I'm an investment advisor, representative, part of a large RIA firm, a registered investment advisory firm. We do portfolio management. But certainly, if anyone's listened to me, we talk about all these aspects. We do complete retirement planning, also insurance license. We do estate planning, tax planning, investment planning, as I said, and income planning. All of those have to come together, and we're going to talk about a number of things today. But when we talk about when you retire and having this income plan, you know, it's critical once we start. That's I use the term safety net, right? If we can solve that piece of it, and I've also used the example, it's like when they talk about you get on an airline and they say, okay, if we lose cabin pressure, the mask is going to come down. Secure your mask first before you help anyone else. And that's what we're doing. We're securing our mask because we're creating income we can't outlive. That's one of the most important aspects. I think when we talk about retirement planning, we have to be very careful. I've said this before. We have to discern between income and assets. And there's this trap, I think, by a lot of these companies where they say, oh, if you can get to a number. We hear that, I mean, almost, it's just all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, 1.6 million, 1.5 million, 2 million, whatever the number is. That, as I said, can sometimes be a trap. It's that steady, reliable, consistent paycheck. So how do we replicate that in retirement? Because if we can check that box, now we move on to the other things, which we're going to talk about today, Kevin, which is now minimize the tax on there. Then also have a solid investment plan, the estate and legacy. That's all part of it. But let's start with the income planning piece. What are you doing to create those income pieces? What is income? And I've said this before, income is, regardless of what that number is, things that come in regardless of what you have in savings and investments. Comes in regardless of your age, because we talk about longevity risk. Those are other things when the safety net goes away when we retire. Market risk, longevity risk. And so, you know, what does that mean? Well, one of those is one of the most common for almost everybody out there is Social Security. And so we need to understand how do we make that what we call a claiming strategy on our Social Security. Once we start that, it's going to come in regardless of age. It's going to come in regardless of the market. And we have to understand if we take it at 62, 67, or 70, and then how does that impact us? We've had entire discussions on Social Security. And the other thing is pensions. You know, and I would say one other thing here. For those of you that haven't done this already, you know, take a look. Go to SSA.gov. You can just log on. You can set up your own account, and you can see what your benefits are. You can see your work history. You can see your earnings. It's really important to confirm these numbers. This is about sticking this landing. So now we start to define our income stream. You know, between you could have $40,000 if you take it at 67, it could be 35,000. If you wait till 70, it could be 46,000. Are you aware of these numbers and how are you planning this out? And then keep in mind, if you're married, you have to, you want to consider your spouse, because that higher benefit will stay for the life of your spouse. We talk about pensions. Call your company, get a pension statement. These are things that we should be doing. I'm going to offer this income planning packet in a second because it walks through these things. But when you say, when I ask someone, what's your survivor benefit, and they're not sure, that can be a problem because, again, we want to make sure you're creating income during your lifetime, and for those that are married, protecting the spouse. Find out what your pension benefit is. All of a sudden, we're starting to provide clarity. Not, it's not about that number, that 1 million or that 800,000 or whatever the number is. This is income. Again, comes in regardless of the market, comes in regardless of the way of savings investment. It comes in at any age. And so this is really important where we say, well, we go back to creating this automatic, predictable cash flow, and then it reduces the stress level. And then we can do the things we want to enjoy in life. Okay. Mm-hmm. I had a meeting recently this was this past week, and she said the wife had retired, the husband was still working. And she said it was kind of unsettling because the paycheck wasn't coming into my bank account anymore. And so we walked through that. I did the analysis. We looked at some of their stuff. And, you know, she came after the meeting. She felt much better as where she stood. But we talked about that. Then there's the annuity, because they said, look, we want to be able to travel and we want to be able to do it once we retire. He was going to work a couple more years. And I said, OK, let's look at a couple options. You have the assets, but what if we created an income stream that will allow you to do those things in retirement? So we looked at an annuity as an example. It created $2,000 a month for the rest of both of their lives. Mm. And guess what? They felt a lot better about it. They liked that idea. They're coming back. We're going to go through some other ideas. But guess what it did? Not only did it create the income that they needed, it also reduced their stress level. And now they were replicating the paychecks they had when they were in retirement. This is what I talk about creating income plan. There's much more to this. And so I'm just kind of giving you some ideas to get really think about yourself situation and start creating these things and putting these things in place separate from the investments. So, you know, for those of you that want to take a look at this, I can get this income planning packet out to you. We'll get the information out to you. You can also schedule a time to come in. We'll do the income planning analysis, and we'll talk about the Social Security decision. If you have a pension, taking a look at that. Start looking at these things if you want to take a look at how an annuity can fit into your planning to create that steady cash flow, and then get that income piece done, and then we can start working on these other pieces. That's really where it's at. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, if you're asking these questions, do I want to look? I've heard all of these things. I want to try to put an income plan in place and understand where I stand. And of course, reduce your stress level. Give us a call. Give our team a call at 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Alphawealthgroup.com. You can hit the button for the retirement roadmap. You can get on my calendar. You can even download the retirement roadmap, which walks through all of these things I just talked about. Again, go to alphawealthgroup.com, download all types of reports, get on my calendar. Let's start this process so we can stick the landing as we talked about. I think there's a lot of opportunities here, so I hope you take advantage.
That's 630-864-6711. The website, again, is alphawealthgroup.com. Again, it's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, I know something that we talk a lot about on this show is taxes. And by now, many retirees have received their tax statements and updated their tax software. Now, the fun begins as we get closer and closer to April 15th. But for tax year 2025, Tom, there's some things that our listeners really need to consider. For example, the new standard deduction has changed. And of course, we know the One Big Beautiful Bill introduced a new senior bonus deduction as well. So, Tom, let me ask you, what are some other things that folks out there should really have as top of mind, big changes that you're dealing with when it comes to new tax, updated tax laws, I guess I should say, for this year moving forward?
Well, there have been a number of significant changes we need to be aware of. But let me just say about taxes. I know we have this unhealthy relationship with taxes, right? And what happens is it's kind of that head in the sand where we're not going to look at it. And unfortunately, when I talk about taxes, you know, this is something we do is, again, part of our group here. We help people with taxes. You know, again, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. I think we do a great job. We do everything here. Estate planning, tax planning is certainly critical to it. But when I say, you know, and I get this comment a lot, you know, I had someone send me an email. And by the way, if you have questions, please feel free to email me. I will answer them. I've had a number of questions on Roth contributions, Roth conversions, estate taxes, and I get back to you. So feel free to go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can send me an email, download reports, get information. In fact, we have a report on there that is on getting to tax-free. And to these changes you talked about, Kevin, we have an updated tax reference guide. It's terrific. Really, it gets into everything from contributions to these things we're going to talk about today. But this was someone who emailed me. They said, look, I'm 67. I plan on retiring next year. And they said, my current planner and tax accountant, they're not working for me. When I ask questions, they refer me back to each other. Hmm. And so, again, this is not to be disparaging to anyone. It's just that's not uncommon where, you know, you may get one or two different answers where, you know, it's just something we can't do. And again, nothing, they just don't do it. I think this is integral to your planning. I mean, if you think about it, a couple things. Number one, if you look and we're in tax season, of course, you know, when you pay a tax, that's money that will never grow in your account forever. I've used the example many times when you need to take out, and just to say a 25% effective tax bracket, just to use that example, make it simple. If I need $30,000 out of my 401k or IRA, I need to take out 40. Mm. Right? 40. I only get 30. 10 goes to the IRS, my partner. Mm-hmm. So $10,000 is out of my account forever. It's money that will never grow for me forever. It will never be available for me retirement. It's not going to my children. All the growth on it in addition to that. And then so every year, imagine if you could start keeping more of that money. So we talk about tax efficiency, tax planning. And so, you know, these things that have changed, you need to understand where you stand. We've talked about briefly, and then I'm going to get into this with the Big Beautiful Act now, the standard deduction's much higher. Do you know if you're 65, you have an additional $6,000 of a deduction? On top of that, you have $2,000 because that was the way it was before, and then another 15. So you're going to have roughly, you know, a $23,750 or $800 deduction. If you're a couple, it's $46,700. Are you aware of that? That's a standard deduction. So I want people to be aware of where their taxable income is. I know I don't mean to get too in the weeds. Don't gloss over. But why is this so important? Because if you can, if you said, I have $120,000 of income, I would say, hold on a minute. Okay. That's not what you're taxed on. You're taxed on your taxable income. And so, you know, $120,000, take the deductions. Even if you're not 65, you're actually in a 12% tax bracket. Why is that important? Because now I can look at doing Roth conversions. If I said to you, you can convert money at 12%, never pay tax on it the rest of your life, have no required minimum distributions, doesn't tax your Social Security, and goes to your spouse and children tax-free, would you pay the 12%? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking you would.
Right.
So,
<Yeah. laughs>
Roth contributions to 401ks, to IRAs. By the way, let me make one other comment. I know I've been talking about this, but what's interesting, Kevin, is like when we do end-of-year planning or we talk about other things and a deadline's coming up, it eventually comes and goes. So before you know it, just like everything in life, but you have until April 15th to make a Roth contribution for 2025. And by the way, again, the new rules allows you to do $8,600 this year, which is 2026, and $8,000 for last year if you're 50 or over. So you could effectively do $16,600 to a Roth for 2025 and 2026. When April 15th comes and goes, you have lost 2025. I just had a meeting this week where someone came in and they had not made Roth contributions. I said, let's get this going. You got to do it. They had money in cash. If you have money sitting in a bank account, you can put money into the Roth. And I've said before, if you have earned income, you can make contributions to a Roth. If you're contributing to a 401k, you can make contributions to a Roth. Even if you're not working and your spouse is, you can make contributions to a Roth. That is money now that grows tax-free. You take the money out, there's no $10,000 to the government. So that money will grow for you for the rest of your life. It will be available to you. All the growth on it will be tax-free. And guess what? It's going to go to your spouse and children tax-free. So I'm just giving you these examples of understanding where these things are working and how you want to be aware of these things, or at least have someone you're working with. You know, I really make an effort to do this. By the way, let me offer that tax planning pack, and then I'm going to make another offer here. You know, you can have it in your hands. You can read through it. There's going to be multiple ideas. I've only touched upon a couple of what I like to say, getting to tax-free. we'll put it together. There's a taking control of your taxes. It's three reports we put together plus the tax reference guide. We'll get it out to you. It's all updated. And these are ideas that you can start to, if you take one of these ideas, guess what? You've started. Mm-hmm. So this is an opportunity to get the tax-free planning report. 630, take control of your taxes. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time if you really want to start to look at putting a tax plan in place in addition to, as part of your overall retirement plan. I mean, this is something that we do, and if you're not getting this, you don't feel you're getting this advice, you have questions, should I do a Roth conversion? Should I do these Roth contributions? What can I do, even on a tax-efficient standpoint? I've talked about that. Or how do I set myself up to take withdrawals properly? If you're in a 12% tax bracket, maybe you should start drawing down the IRA at 12%. There's a tax-efficient withdrawal strategies we take a look at, too. There's all of these aspects that, again, you could unknowingly or unnecessarily, let me say, just be giving money away to the government, money that will never grow for you the rest of your life. And so this is why taxes can be so critical to your planning and understanding, should I be making contributions to Roth right now? What is my marginal tax bracket? Should I be doing conversions? And understanding all of these things and working with someone, you know, that can help you with all that so you understand. This is not rocket science. It's interesting when someone comes in, and one of the best responses I get from someone is I walk through and I show them where they're at. I look at their tax returns. That's why I always say throw everything in a box. You bring in your tax returns, we'll walk through them. You're going to see this. And it's going to kind of demystify it. And very often I get the response, I get it. It makes sense. Now I know what I'm doing. Now I'm going to start doing that. Now I'm going to switch my 401k to Roth. Now I'm going to make that Roth contribution. I'm going to start doing these things, and maybe before the end of the year, I'll do a conversion. Those are three separate things. So if you want to, you know, again, if these are things in your mind that you're saying, I wonder if I should be doing some of these things. Do I have the option of doing these things? And again, I didn't get into a number of different ideas today. I don't have time. But if you want to really sit down and look at it and take control of your taxes and start to put these things in place and say 5 years down the road, say, man, I'm glad I started this. I think that's something we can accomplish. So again, if you want to sit down, we'll look at everything else too. We're going to do a complete retirement plan and analysis for everything, but also incorporate the taxes so you keep more money in your pocket. That's what it's all about. So if you want to, again, sit down and go through that personalized view, we can do either a phone call or a meeting. You can go to our website. Again, hit that retirement roadmap button. You can get on my calendar, or you give us a call directly at 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Let's start taking control of our taxes.
The website again is alphawealthgroup.com. And obviously, Tom, I know we've talked about the great wealth transfer, which is well underway here. And obviously, we know that these family conversations are extremely important, especially knowing that trillions and trillions of dollars will be changing hands over the next couple of decades. So, Tom, let's talk about those folks who don't have those meetings, who don't have those conversations, and really the trouble they could find themselves in when all is said and done.
Yeah, this is critical, Kevin, because, you know, one of the things about this is, you know, I would say, look, if you can imagine if when a parent, your parents pass away and you're sitting around with your siblings and you're having a discussion and saying, what did mom and dad want? What did they say? I don't know. You know, there's this confusion, and then maybe you're waiting to get, you know, information that's mailed in. Then you got to, if they've got online statement, you know, you got to get online and figure out where their assets are. And I've had these family meetings. In fact, I have one scheduled for next week. Mm-hmm. Okay, where we sit down and we talk to everybody, because maybe you don't know your duties. And the other thing I would say about that too is, you know, a lot of times it's not about the dollars and cents. In fact, most of the time it's not about that. It's about what are their wishes and how do I fulfill their wishes. Okay, but so, and this doesn't just apply. I know the guy was a billionaire, but in fact, I would almost argue it's more important for people, you know, that are trying to preserve their assets. And it's not talking about billions of dollars, because in the state of Illinois, this is pretty common. And them talking on the behalf of our attorney, who does all the estate planning, you know, it's if you have $100,000 or real property, any type of real estate, doesn't matter the value, it's exposed to probate court, which means now someone has to open a court, you know, go through probate, however long the assets are frozen, and so that's just one of the problems. But I would start when we take about, again, the communication. Part of this certainly is a big aspect of what are your wishes. You may find out things you were never, you'll share stories, things will be uncovered. So I don't, you know, at least do it initially. If you don't do it every year, I mean, you know, I'm not necessarily saying you have to do it every year, but you should have that initial conversation. We do estate planning. I've always said it's kind of a non-negotiable here. I'm not the attorney. The attorney does it, but I've been doing this a long time. And so, you know, assets can be frozen. Children can be disinherited. You know, when we take a look at second marriages, I've read that article before, having a bad air day, H-E-I-R, not hair day, air day, where an individual had thought he had three daughters. He put his three daughters on as beneficiaries. He thought it was going to flow through like his estate planning documents. But the beneficiary, let me just say something, retirement accounts do not go through your trust or will unless you name it specifically. And it was in his 401k. It was his largest asset. Well, it went to his wife, and he'd been married 2 months. So this is what I'm, you know, these are things that sometimes I see these problems are asleep. And we do have those, by the way. This is, again, I get back to why we offer this information. We have the six essential documents, bulletproofing your beneficiary, the guide to asset titling. Those are all on our website if you want to download some of those, or we can put the packet of information together. We can customize an estate planning packet for you if you want to get that. You know, go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, or give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, and you can schedule a time to come in, or if you have a simple question. But we got it. We need to start again, because some people, I've had this happen at least two or three times this year. You know, the starting point is, I always say, that's the six essential documents: living trust, powers of attorney, medical and financial powers of attorney, pour over wills, personal property memorandums. You want to have the documents in place so your family can control assets during your lifetime. It's not just after. Powers of attorney are during your lifetime, financial and medical, because assets can be frozen during your lifetime. And guess what? Your family can be exposed to probate. But that's where we start. And then we have to do this, what I call an audit. I talk about beneficiary audits and titling. What do I mean by that? I had someone just recently, again, twice, they said, they came in, I looked at their statements, it had their name on it. And I said, so you don't have a trust? They said, no, I do. And I said, well, this isn't in your trust. Mm. So you have this large brokerage account that's in your name, which now is exposed to probate. Mm-hmm. And so guess what? I retitled it to their trust. Titling and beneficiary designations are a big thing. Can you tell me if your house is titled to your trust? Is it joint titled? If your house is joint titled, you know, someone may say, well, I pass away, it goes to my spouse. That's true. But what happens after that? Okay. Right. I call that probate delay. Or what happens if there's a common accident? What happens if you're joint titled with a child? Well, now you're exposed to the child's problems. I've come across that. Well, I put my son on my house. Problem. Yes, it will pass to them, but, you know, but what if they predecease you? What happens if they're sued? What happens if they go through a divorce? Their problems are now your problems. And, oh, by the way, they tie into your cost basis. Mm-hmm. So, again, these are so critical. That's why when I say, boiled to its down to its simplest form, when we say a title, trusts can hold title to property. What's the difference? Trusts don't die. Trusts don't get sick. Trusts don't go to probate. And so this is why this stuff is critical. Beneficiary designations. That's why this form I offered, the bulletproofing your beneficiaries, it walks through, you know, things to be aware of. You can't have minor, well, you can. You don't have minor children on a, as a beneficiary, because what happens if you haven't changed them in a whole time? I just gave that example of this individual who disinherited his children. When was the last time you did a beneficiary audit? You know, Kevin, we talk a lot about financial organization, and this is what we go through when people come in. It's not just, and that's why I say throw everything in a box. That includes your estate planning documents. When was the last time you looked at them? Who are your trustees, your successor trustees, your powers of attorney? And then how are your assets titled? And where are these potential loose ends? Who are your beneficiaries? We haven't even gotten into the tax component of it, because I know we talked about taxes last segment or earlier. You know, keep in mind, in the state of Illinois, there's an estate. Someone actually emailed me a question, by the way, about this. Yes, there is a bill. They're talking about increasing the estate tax exemption. It has not passed. And keep in mind, it is not transportable between spouses. So if you pass away, you lose your estate tax exemption, right? If you're married. So we want to preserve that. Guess what? Trusts preserve your estate tax exemption. There's another aspect. There's a lot of moving parts, Kevin, but the point is, that's why I offer the reports. But better yet, of course, you know, I'm going to offer this for those that want to really sit down and take a look at this other piece of their plan, which is the estate and legacy piece. That's why it's one of the five pillars. And for those that do download that report, the retirement roadmap, guess what? It's in there. It's one of those five: the income, the tax, the investments, asset protection, and estate and legacy planning. That's all part of this plan. And as I said, what are your wishes? That's all part of it, too. Your personal wishes. Having that family meeting. I think we actually have the board and family meeting report to give you some ideas. But this is stuff that, you know, you can get in place. You just kind of review it every so often. And now you know, as I said, maybe one of the most important things you can do for your family. And I do mean that, because what you're going to provide for them, and the ease and of course, the discussions you have, and just everybody being on the same page. You know, it's kind of like that commercial, right? Is it that used to be? They don't do MasterCard where it's priceless. Mm-hmm. This is priceless, and this is why this is important. So if you want to schedule a time to really discuss your situation, your personal estate planning, if you want to sit down and go through that, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, and we'll cover everything, too. Throw everything in a box. Come on in. We'll have a really good conversation.
So, Tom, are you a Food Network fan by chance?
You know, there's a show I like. It's called Carnival Eats. I know it sounds crazy, but it's I like a lot of them. But
Tom, I bring it up because I know a lot of our followers do follow the Food Network.
Sure.
Whether it's shows like Iron Chef America and Good Eats, they're probably familiar with the host. His name is Alton Brown. Well, he's out with a new book, and it's called Food for Thought. And recently, PBS asked him if he could teach home cooks one thing. What exactly would it be?
How to actually read a recipe, which people have lost that ability. It's one of the things that I blame TikTok for, is that we have forgotten how to interact with this piece of instructional writing. My thing is, you sit down, you read it like you would read a short story, and then you read it again while taking notes about it. Do I have these ingredients? Do I know what this word means? Does anything need to marinate for 8 hours? And to do that without touching tools, without touching the food. Learning how to read a recipe properly is the single biggest upgrade any beginning or even kind of middle skill cook can do to enhance their skill set.
All right, so it's similar to putting a recipe together in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Really, what you do every day for our listeners, you put plans in place for retirement, and really, there's a lot of ingredients that go into that recipe. So if you could, let's break down some of the most important ones that maybe you'd find on page one of a retirement recipe cookbook.
Well, that's, I think, a great analogy as far as a recipe, because that's what it is. It's a process, I would even say. It always comes back to the process of putting this stuff in place. So we define it step by step by step. And if you follow the process, the end result, just like the taste of whatever you're making. It was interesting, some of the things he said. He said, take notes, read through it, do these things. And I'd say the same thing. That's why that report that we offer, the retirement roadmap called the 5 Simple Steps to a Stress-Free Retirement, that walks through the process. You can take notes. You can mark it up. You can look at areas. And then what's nice about it, too, is we have in each segment of those, we call it the 5 pillars, Kevin, you're aware of that, but you know, we have supporting reports that go further into it. So for example, and in the beginning is financial organization. And if you want that, again, go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download the retirement roadmap. You can access all these other reports if you want something specific on. We talked about estate planning or tax planning or income planning, asset protection, it's all there. I just named the pillars, but it's a process. How do we start the process? You know, the process starts with one thing, and that's it. One thing. You got to start. It's just like getting organized. You know, you got, if you're going to cook and you do a recipe, okay, let me get my mixing bowl. Mm-hmm. Let me get my spatula, whatever I need. But you got to be organized. And if you're not organized, we've talked about this many times. You know, when you look at, do you know where your accounts are? You know, Capitalize has said there's over 30 million old 401ks. Mm-hmm. Because of job changing. What about your spouse? If you're married, do they have 3 accounts? And then you have 2 accounts. And what are the values? And how much is in your Roth? I have people come in with their 401k. I say, have you put any Roth? Yeah, I think I have. How much is in your Roth? What are your contributions? We talked about estate planning. How are your assets titled? Who are your beneficiaries? So we have those worksheets, by the way. We'll send them out to you. The beauty of them is it's called the Asset Organizer. If you complete this, you will be able to answer everything I just asked. Mm-hmm. You'll know what your net worth is. You'll know what your assets are. You know where you're going to uncover things you were unaware of. I can tell you right now, you will be surprised, and you're going to look at that. You're going to have a complete snapshot. That is the first step. Get organized. In fact, that is the preamble, so to speak, of that report. The 5 pillars to is you got to be organized. And it gets back to the estate planning too, because as we said before, Kevin, you know, if your children are your trustees and they take over, they're going to say, okay, where's everything at? Well, I have a document for that. So if you want the Asset Organizer, plus we will include the other worksheets that have to do with your retirement income, and income sources and all that and your budget worksheets, give us a call. We'll get those out to you. We'll email them to you so they're working documents. You can update them and use them and keep them updated. And they auto-calculate 630-864-6711. We'll get those worksheets out to you. Now, once you're organized, we start that down that process I talked about, Kevin. One, creating the income plan, right? And again, if you get these reports, it talks about, okay, and these worksheets, what is my Social Security benefit? What is my spouse's Social Security benefit? What is my pension? What do I think I can get from my investments? Do I have some interest and dividend income that I'm going to add to that pot? And then also we talked about using an annuity if you're going to use that too. All of a sudden, I mean, it's just like, it's very eye-opening. I'm telling you, when you start putting pencil to paper, you're going to see things and it's just going to be, it's going to provide so much clarity. I really believe that. And so that's part of it. The second step in this process, the income planning, is the tax planning. We've got the tax report. Are you making Roth contributions? What are you doing with your 401k? Are there opportunities because you're going to retire next year? I'm going to be in a low tax bracket. I can start doing conversions. I'm going to start that process of getting to tax-free, and I'm going to incorporate, and I'm going to become tax-efficient in my retirement plan. And we've talked about owning the right assets in the right buckets. And then having a smart investment plan I can stick with, right? Mm-hmm. Not being emotional. And making sure it, you know, matches my investment objectives and my overall risk tolerance. That's the third piece. And again, this report goes through all this. You can use this almost as a blueprint. The fourth piece is protecting the assets. You're an asset. What happens if I pass away? What happens if there's a long-term illness? Can you answer those questions? Now, you may not address all of them, but certainly it's going to pose these questions. And then the fifth and final piece is the estate and legacy piece. We talked about it. Do I have the right documents placed? Are my assets titled properly? Who are my beneficiaries? You walk through this, that's the recipe. Five pieces. Of course, as I said, start the process. This is it. And so we lay it out for you. We provide the tools for you to get a retirement plan in place. And, you know, as I said, you can get them from our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can also, when you're there, you can sign up for our classes. Those are free. You can sign up for our newsletters. That's free. You can also schedule a time to come in. There's no cost or obligation for that. If you just hit that button, creating my retirement roadmap, we'll sit down, throw everything in a box. I'll say it again. Bring it in. We'll get organized. We'll talk about creating an income plan. We'll provide some clarity. And I think, you know, we can start. There's some opportunities here, as I said, to start even some tax planning ideas right now. And just all of these things that we talk about today, creating income you cannot live, minimizing the tax, getting to tax free, understanding all of these things, and just having a solid and, I'll repeat, complete plan. You know, as I said, it's just a matter of picking up the phone, give us a call or go to our website and hit that retirement roadmap button. It will be a very informal but informative, I'll say, too. You'll walk out of here knowing where you stand. It will provide a lot of clarity and I believe reduce the stress as far as having a plan in place.
630-864-6711 is the number. If you want to start those conversations today, again, it's 630-864-6711. The website is alphawealthgroup.com. Again, it's alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, time flies when we're having fun. It has done that yet again this week, my friend. And before we do run out of time on this week's show, the floor is once again all yours for the final word.
Well, Kevin, today we covered a number of the areas of your overall plan. You know, we talked about the estate planning piece. We talked about the income planning ideas, the tax planning ideas. I always say a lot of this stuff is available on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, or you can just give us a call and we'll get information out to you. We'll customize information. Or if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments options will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.